More than 400 Kentucky inmates are participating in a reentry program focusing on services both during and after incarceration. Governor Bevin was among those recognizing the Safe Streets and Second Chances project. Carrie Pettis Davis is a researcher from Florida State University. She said reentry program specialists work with inmates.
They use assessment tools, they do individual counseling sessions, they do group counseling sessions. They act almost like community navigators for these individuals, and they do it prior to release and then after the individuals get home.
Pettis Davis says the project involves comparing the incidence of recidivism for participants with those inmates receiving traditional reentry services. Kentucky Justice and Public Safety Cabinet Secretary John Tilley said Tuesday, for the first time in a decade, there's been a slight drop in recidivism rates. Tilley says while this reentry initiative is very promising, drug treatment needs persist.
It's not enough to say we have 6,000 treatment slots under corrections. We need 25,000 or more. And we'll build toward that by force multiplying with the faith-based community, with the private community, with community.
Pettis Davis says there are five key components to the program. Those include meaningful work trajectories, effective coping skills, interpersonal relationships, and fully participating within their community. For WEKU, I'm Stu Johnson.